The King Dudes Acadiana Steak Seasoning and Beast and Butt Rubs are proud to be featured in the new Christendom Trade and Business Directory. And I bet you have a favorite restaurant sauce or rub, too. Please register farms and foods you love to eat and trade with today at upontheserocks.co.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, May 26, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by Cooking with the King Dude Meat Rubs. Try a bag of Beast and Butt Rub for pork and Acadiana Steak Rub and Seasoning, a taste of Louisiana for American beef. Our rubs feature competition quality with home-cooked convenience and are created by Mike Church, available at mikechurch.com/rubs. Here's what to listen for this hour. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson faulted for lockdown parties but won't quit. Monkeypox games could lay the groundwork for a World Health Organization takeover. San Diego schools delay school vax mandate under legal pressure. The deaths of three Americans at a Sandals resort in the Bahamas several weeks ago were attributed to carbon monoxide poisoning. And four spices to keep your heart healthy. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson faulted for lockdown parties but won't quit. Our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose explains.
An investigative report released Wednesday blamed the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and other senior leaders for allowing boozy government parties that broke the UK's COVID-19 lockdown rules. And while Johnson said he took full responsibility for the breaches, he insisted he would not resign. Revelations that Johnson and his staff repeatedly flouted restrictions they imposed on Britain in 2020 and 2021 have fueled outrage in the country and led to calls from opponents for Johnson to step down over the scandal known as Partygate. However, most lawmakers in Johnson's governing Conservative Party have stood by him for now, and it's not clear yet if senior civil servant Sue Gray's report will change that despite its detailed descriptions of alcohol-fueled bashes in the building where the Prime Minister both lives and works. The British Prime Minister is under siege in terms of the scandals that have been plaguing him recently. However, he seems to be standing strong and vowing not to resign. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
The World Health Organization is responding to a string of monkeypox outbreaks, allegedly, and will be convening an emergency meeting on the virus and its global spread. In terms of government power, the timing of this outbreak couldn't be better for the World Health Organization, which may soon be granted powers to manage laws on global health outbreaks, and which is oddly well positioned for a monkeypox outbreak following a recent Germ Games call and recent incidents tied to figures who include Microsoft billionaire Bill Gates, according to the Epoch Times. Now, the New York Post declared the World Health Organization is reportedly convening an emergency meeting into the alarming spread of monkeypox around the world, including a possible case in the Big Apple. The Telegraph reports that the United Nations Health and Authority will be bringing together a group of leading experts in the meeting, which is believed to be focused on how the virus is suddenly spreading so widely. But most of the few cases so far have been reported as mild. The San Diego Unified School District decided on May the 24th to postpone for a second time its policy requiring students to be vaccinated against COVID-19 as opponents press forward with a federal lawsuit against the district. Paul Jonah, Thomas More Society Special Counsel, hailed the decision to delay the mandate as a victory. "We welcome this course of action, which represents another significant victory for these families and their students, most of whom will now be able to have normal senior years and graduate from high school," he said in a statement. The deaths of three Americans at a Sandals resort in the Bahamas several weeks ago have now been attributed to carbon monoxide poisoning. Toxicology and autopsy reports for the Americans, Michael and Robbie Phillips and Vincent Chiarella, were released on Monday. The three died under mysterious circumstances at the Sandals Emerald Bay Resort on May 6th while staying in separate rooms. They were allegedly found unresponsive, though Chiarella's wife, Donis, was hospitalized in critical condition, later recovering. There are still some investigations ongoing at the resort, and the families of the dead Americans reportedly have demanded a second investigation and another autopsy. Our quote of the day, nowhere other than looking at himself in the mirror of the cross can man better understand how much he is worth. St. Anthony of Padua. And coming up today, Ascension Thursday is a holy day of obligation for Catholics around the world. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
You know, a cigar brand that's been around for 5 years is a pretty big deal, but a brand that's been around for nearly two decades, it's gotta be a classic. Well, my El Rey Duke Corona cigars are approaching their 20th anniversary, and they are as fine a hand-rolled, world-class cigar today as they were in 2003. Plus, we've recently introduced the El Rey Dude Lancero size, the Travel Humidor 5-pack made with the finest South American tobaccos, and the 3-pack sampler made from the Social Circle aged tobaccos. And both are now available as refills without the case. To see my entire line of El Rey Dude Corona cigars, humidipacks, and cutters, and shop where your purchase benefits real crusaders, not the child torture pimps at big retail, go to MikeChurch.com/cigars. That's MikeChurch.com/cigars, and tell me I sent you.
Today is Ascension Thursday, a holy day of obligation for Catholics around the world, also known as the Feast of the Ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. On this day, the faithful celebrate Christ's ascension into heaven on the 40th day after resurrection. Researchers are looking into the heart-healthy features of several of the more popular spices we use in cooking, and the news is encouraging, reports the Epoch Times. Four spices in particular caught the eye of a scientific team who wanted to determine whether the folklore behind their use as heart-friendly plants held merit. Well, current research shows that four spices in particular can be effectively used for the prevention and control of cardiovascular diseases. They are greater cardamom, also known as black cardamom, coriander. Coriander holds the distinction of being two things at the same time. It's an herb, the leaves of which are referred to as cilantro, and a spice which comes from the dried seeds of the plant cilantro. Also, turmeric and ginger are all good for your heart. Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.